commandant or whatever you call it of that military school in College Park, Georgia, for years up until he died.
Well, where was your mother born?
Here.
In Palestine?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And your father was born?
Yes.
Here in Palestine? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So your mother's family's been here for 150 years,
uh-huh. Well, at least. I don't know when. I'm not sure when. Oh, I wanted to get that other book out to show you, too. I'm not sure when Martin came, but he was here before Texas was a republic. That's all. I want to get that Lone Star State out and show it to you. That is, I hate to show it to anybody because it's such a deplorable condition, and I don't know how it's
I can turn this off.
Okay. Clemson says he can have this book rebound for me, and I'm going to let him take it back.
Now, this book is called the
Lone Star State. And it's a history of the state of Texas. Now, it's a memorial and biograph of here, 1893. They came here, my grandfather says, these people, and came around and talked to people. And if you gave them a history of your family and all, and they printed it, then you got a copy of the book for $25. So, you see, this is Outline History of Texas, and this is Navarre. It takes each county. See, here's Anderson County. Now, let's see, I didn't know what page the family was on. Well, here it is. Let's see. You see how it is just simply disintegrating, and I don't know why. That's why on the JKL, 230. Well, we'll just put the
title. See that piece?
Yeah.
I would like to look at the paragraph, the data at the front of the book. Lewis Publishing Company.
And now then,
this was published, this wasn't published in Texas, though.
I don't know, wasn't it, as it say? Yo, no, huh? Oh, I don't suppose there's anybody in Texas could publish it by then. Let's see, then it starts here with Martin. They're quoting from him all through here, see? Have to go back to the first white settlement made in Indian Country, see, which was comprised of all that territory lying east of the Trinity River. Do you know where the Trinity is? Well, we were down here. To the eastern waters of the Angelina. That's the dividing line between, the Sabine is. But the Angelina's over here real close to Louisiana. Being considered to be the old San Antonio Road or King's Highway, leading from San Antonio to the Red River. That would be up this way, you see. The northern boundary was considered to be the Sabine River, from its source to a point due north from the most Eden was, well, so forth and so on. The Indians, see, this was East Texas, was Indian country then. See, there were Cherokees, Shawnees, Kickapoos, Delawares, Caddos, Ionis, Anadarkos, and about the 1830 name of Prey, well, so forth and so on. Now, his family is all gone from here. We were related to them in a way. In 1834, my father, Martin, bought the salt works and moved. That's the Saline I was telling you
Martin
about.
So Martin, that was your great great grandfather.
Yes,
And this man who's writing this in his book is W.Y. He's your what?
No, W.Y. was Martin's son.
So was he your?
He was my great grandfather. W.Y. was my great grandfather. Martin.
Who wrote this in his book?
My father, they're quoting from W.Y. here, see, Martin's son, they're quoting from him, see, bought the salt works and moved his family there about the same time. That's when I told you they moved up here to the Saline. They called it Bean Saline. It was until he bought it, it was named Bean Saline. Then this is where he moved his stock of goods to a point on the west side of the Trent River called Hall's Bluff, so forth, and that's where the Tawakadis and the Kichai Indians. See, the Trinity River was considered a line of demarcation between the red and the white men. That's just 11 miles from here, you see. Indeed, it was the Rubicon of Texas. I never heard of an outrage by the Indians, and after Hightails has come in 1838. And this is where they made this trip. It's really interesting. They made a trip surveying down there, and they ran into the Indians.